Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of positivity. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of heavy rocks? No, I'm not talking about those textbooks you swore you'd never need again. I'm talking about those negative thoughts, the grudges we hold onto, the hurts that just won't seem to fade. Today, we're diving headfirst into forgiveness, not because it makes us feel all warm and fuzzy, though it can. But because holding onto negativity is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Let's get real, folks. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing ourselves from its grip. Listen, we've all been there. That friend who flaked on you at the last minute, that family member who said something hurtful, or even that time you tripped and face planted in front of your crush. We've all been there. These experiences can leave us feeling bruised, angry, and yes, maybe even a little bitter. But here's the thing, holding onto these negative feelings is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the end. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we practice forgiveness and let go of those heavy rocks? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. 1. Understanding forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Think about it like this. Holding onto anger is like gripping a hot coal with your bare hand. You think you're hurting the other person, but you're the one getting burned. Forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions. It's about letting go of that pain so it doesn't control your life. You deserve peace, freedom from resentment, and a lighter load to carry. 2. Start with small steps. Forgiving someone who deeply hurt you might feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Don't put pressure on yourself to instantly forget everything. Start with small acts of forgiveness. Maybe letting go of minor annoyances or offering a kind word to someone who has wronged you. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, counts. 3. Acknowledge their humanity. We all make mistakes, right? Sometimes those mistakes hurt others deeply, and it's easy to paint the person as the villain. But remember, everyone is flawed. They may have made a terrible choice, but they are still human. Recognizing their humanity can help you see them in a new light and maybe even understand their actions better. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one's super important. When we hold on to resentment, it's like we're punishing ourselves for the hurt we experienced. Be kind to yourself during this process. Acknowledge that healing takes time and be patient with your own journey. 5. Focus on the positive. It's easy to get stuck in a negative loop, but try shifting your focus to the good things in your life. Spend time with loved ones, engage in activities you enjoy, and cultivate gratitude. This will help create space for forgiveness and positivity to flourish. Let me share a quick story that really resonated with me. Remember when I mentioned that time I tripped and face planted in front of my crush? Well, years later, we ended up meeting at a coffee shop, small world, right? At first, I was so nervous. But instead of dwelling on the past embarrassment, I took a deep breath and focused on having a genuine conversation. Turns out, he remembered it too, but in a funny way. We ended up laughing about it together, and honestly, it felt liberating. Forgiving doesn't mean pretending things never happened. It means choosing to move forward with lightness and grace. It's like taking off those heavy shoes that have been weighing you down for so long and realizing how much lighter your step is. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you practice forgiveness and let go of those negative thoughts. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Now, go out there and spread some sunshine. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from it. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.